Masechet Makot Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, we're giving examples of all different averot that a person would receive malkut if he violated them. Mishnah says, Ha'ochel bikurim ad shelo kara alehin. If a person wanted to bring bikurim, the first fruits that he grew, but before the owner read the Torah passage for them, then a person would receive malkut. If somebody grows one of the seven different species of Eretz Yisrael, then they have to bring the first of those fruits to the Beit HaMikdash, and they recite certain pesukim in front of the Mizbeach, and they give them to a Kohen to eat over there, Bikurim. Once they're brought to Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to be eaten until that Torah passage is recited. If a person eats them, he receives malkut. There are two types of categories of korbanot. Koche kodashim, that is a hatat, a mincha, or an asham. That high level can only be eaten by kohanim inside of the azara, inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. If eaten outside, it's a problem. And also kadashim kalim, at lower level, korban, they have less holiness, and therefore they're allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, and even by non-Kohanim. So if a person eats the Kadshe Kadashim outside of the temple courtyard, the Beit HaMikdash courtyard, or the Kadashim Kalim, or Maaser Sheni also has to be eaten within Yerushalayim. If he eats those outside of Yerushalayim, then he also would receive Malkut. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, there are two different halachic details that are brought down. You're not allowed to break a bone of the korban, and you're also not allowed to leave it over past their time, past the time that it has to be eaten. So the Mishnah here is going to talk about if a person receives malkut for violating these prohibitions. Hashober et ha'etzem ba'pesach ha'tahor, hareze lo ke'arba'im. If somebody breaks the bone of the korban pesach that is pure, it's a valid korban pesach, they would receive 40 lashes. Aval hamotir batahor, but if somebody leaves over meat of a korban pesach, even if it's tahor, v'ashoved batameh, or they break the bone of a pesach that is tameh, it's an invalid korban, eno loke arba'im, they would not receive 40 lashes, even though it's forbidden to leave over meat from the korban pesach. If a person did so, he has to then burn the meat, and therefore would not receive the malkut. If a person leaves it over, ba'esh tisrofu, they have to burn it. So it's a example of a lav hanitak la'aseh, which we'll elaborate on in the next Mishnah, that there's a corrective to the violation of the lav. So in that case, a person would not receive malkut, and etzem lo tishberu bo, the prohibition that you're not allowed to break any of the bones, only applies when the Korban Pesach is pure and valid. So if a person breaks a bone of a Korban Pesach that is tameh, they would not receive Malkut.